This is Dan's Mega 65 Digest for December 2024. Santa's Souped Up Mega 65. Hey everyone! I hope you're all ready for some end-of-the-year relaxation, maybe some time off work, spent with family, in whatever temperature extreme you're experiencing in your hemisphere. I also hope you'll get some time to play with your Mega 65, because you're gonna need it. There are so many project announcements this month that I've decided to dedicate this entire issue to new downloads, to celebrate everyone's talent and enthusiasm, and to give thanks for our wonderful community. We will finish our Crossroads disassembly project in January. SIDPlay 65. There's a new way to make music with your Mega 65, thanks to Mega 65 developer LightTangent. SIDPlay 65 is a Mega 65 program that re-implements the SID Player music system from Compute Publishing. It plays single SID and dual SID songs, and supports some advanced SID Player format features like colorful Petsky banner displays and karaoke lyrics. SID Player was one of several major tentpole products for the Commodore 64 from Compute, along with Crossroads and the hit word processing package SpeedScript. The initial version of SID Player appeared as a type-in in the book All About the Commodore 64, Volume 2, by Craig Chamberlain. It included rudimentary music editing software and a player routine that could be embedded in your BASIC or machine language programs. Chamberlain revised the system and published the enhanced SID Player in the book Compute's Music System for the Commodore 128 and 64, this time with a companion floppy disk instead of type-in code. The SID Player system was a huge hit in the United States, and C64 owners produced thousands of songs and shared them on online services like Delphi and QuantumLink. Some SID Player songs were written to be played on two SID chips simultaneously for a total of six simultaneous voices, made possible by either having two C64s, hacking a C64 to add a second SID chip, or using the SID Symphony stereo cartridge from Dr. Evil Laboratories. Today, this legacy lives on in the Compute's Gazette SID Collection, or CGSC. You can download the whole set to play on your C64 or Mega 65, or browse and play the collection in a web browser with the website DeepSID. LightTangent disassembled the original SID Player program and used the findings to write SIDPlay 65. Many thanks to LightTangent for this ambitious project. Full Color, Full Motion Video Demos by Mirage BD. Mirage BD has been researching methods for streaming full color, full motion video from the SD card. So far, Mirage has produced two brilliant demos: Hyper Ballad, the Bjork music video masterpiece from 1995, and Duel, a scene from the movie Electric Dreams from 1984. Both demos launch from a D81 disk image and stream data directly from a large file on the SD card. Important note: running these demos requires a fast SD card, very likely an SD card faster than the one that was included with your Mega 65. As Leiden explained on Discord, the bundled cards are optimized for a longer lifespan at the expense of some speed. If these demos glitch out after the first couple of seconds, consider getting a SanDisk Ultra brand microSD card. Copa 65 by Bonanzi. Ever wanted to copy and paste text in the Mega 65 screen editor? Now you can with this clever extension by Bonanzi. Copa 65 adds a text clipboard to the built-in editor experience, as well as both keyboard and mouse methods for selecting text. With Copa 65 installed, simply press Ctrl-C to wake it up, then press one of the command keys. For example, use the C command, press Ctrl-C, then press C, to set the start of a selection. Move the cursor to the end of the selection, then use the C command again to copy the text. Finally, move the cursor to where you wish to paste, then use the V command. Other commands can quickly select characters, words, and lines, and can insert pasted text instead of overwriting. See the detailed manual included with the download for instructions on installation and use. COPPA 65 requires ROM beta version 920398 or later, which is when we formalized the extension mechanism being used. This is newer than the ROM included in release package 096. You can update to the latest ROM beta version or wait for the 097 release package, which will hopefully be out soon. Really amazing work, Benanzi. Midnight Mega by Nobrew Info. Bruno, Nobrew Info on Discord, has been working on a powerful file browser, which he calls Midnight Mega. You can use Midnight Mega to browse your SD card, mount disk images, and view and copy files. Midnight Mega is still in a beta testing release, and it is recommended to back up your data regularly. Please report any issues you find, and join the discussion on the Midnight Mega channel of the Mega 65 Discord. Also note that it only supports disk images and the internal floppy drive. It does not yet support external IEC drives. Gercha disassembles Seawolf. My series on disassembling Crossroads is directly inspired by Gercha, who recently disassembled another classic C64 game, Seawolf. In this submarine battle game, you and an optional second player use paddle controls to maneuver submarines to fire missiles at battleships. The game's lineage goes all the way back to the electromechanical arcade game Periscope by Sega in 1966, followed by a similar electromechanical version by Midway called Sea Devil. Midway launched the video arcade version under the name Seawolf in 1976. Commodore International produced a home version for the VIC-20 and C64 in 1982. Gercha made two videos about his disassembly project. Part 1 introduces the game and the project and presents a few findings. The extended Part 2 presents the entire project with live demos and slides. You can read Gercha's complete notes and the final disassembly on GitHub. With disassembly in hand, Gercha was able to modify the game to support four players, with two paddles on each of the two joystick ports. Disassembling classic games is a great way to learn about programming for the Commodore 64 and the Mega 65. What game would you disassemble? Featured Files Cornucopia. Muse has given us another arcade core. Stargate is the 1981 sequel to the arcade classic Defender, a fast-paced horizontal shooter. As with other arcade cores, you will need to search for ROM data files and follow the installation instructions. The core is available for both R3 and R6 mainboards. Fireplace is a short basic demo by Urban Lindeskog, featuring pesky flames and crackling sound effects. Drag your Mega 65 out to the living room and run this for the holidays to keep your family warm. Rob H. developed an example of sprite-to-character collision detection in BASIC, then followed up with a load-runner-like ladder-climbing demo. These demos show off how to implement several game mechanics with this technique, including a player sprite, walls, collectibles, ladders, and doors. Both include well-commented BASIC source code. Alpha Burst is a brief graphics-only demo by Drex, with brilliant colors and a borderless display. Run this on real hardware for full effect. Disk Doctor Mega by Tundra C is a low-level disk viewer and editor for both physical floppy disks and virtual D81 disk images. Inspect your disk tracks and sectors and potentially recover data from damaged disks. Unelite Part 1 by MK9 is a text adventure game with Petsky graphics. Use the joystick to select options in this branching sci-fi narrative. .45 GS02 Quick Reference, and other media. I brought a few gifts to the party as well. You can still buy the .45 GS02 Quick Reference as a mousepad or as a poster. If you'd prefer a digital copy, you can now download the .45 GS02 Quick Reference PDF for free. I also uploaded the BASIC 65 Quick Reference PDF from the user's guide for similar convenience. When I took my Mega 65 to computer shows earlier this year, I made some paper items to keep at the table to help show it off. I have uploaded these designs to Filehost in case anyone else wants to use them. The Mega 65 conference table standee design is designed to be printed professionally on an 11-inch by 17-inch sign and has facts and figures about the computer. The Mega 65 demo booklet prints in landscape orientation on 8.5-inch by 11-inch paper, suitable for spiral binding on the top long edge, and features diagrams, screenshots, and very brief instructions intended for someone unfamiliar with the computer to try it out in just a few minutes. Accompany this with an SD card preloaded with the mentioned disk images for full effect. Here we are wrapping up another calendar year. I am grateful for everyone who has supported this newsletter over the previous 2 years, both with recurring donations and with kind words. If you haven't already, please consider setting up a recurring donation to keep this resource sustainable. Visit ko-fi.com/DDDAAANNN. Have a great holiday. See you next year. For more, visit m65digest.substack.com.